Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Patty Green is here. Patty is a longtime 12-year member of our Brain Trust, professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College, co-founder of the Diana Project, co-author of the development of university-based entrepreneurship ecosystems, but that doesn't really tell the whole story, folks. That's only scratches the surface of her accomplishments and credentials. She's been at the forefront, along with her school and their partners, of doing entrepreneurship research around the world for a number of years now, and she's just one of our favorite folks. Patty Green, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always good to be here with you.
Good to have you back. And also the 10,000 Small Business Project, right?
Yes. Yes.
Remind us about that.
So it comes out of the Goldman Sachs Foundation. 10,000 Small Businesses is a program that works with community colleges to train small business owners how to grow their businesses. So we work with business owners in every single state in the country, and Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia as well.
Sounds like a good idea. And of course, you've been reporting on this to us for some time now. And out of part of that came some recent research on innovation, didn't it?
It did. We do an annual report, and this year we did our regular report about the state of small businesses. And something came out that really surprised us. It's about innovation and what small businesses are actually doing, their behaviors in order to grow. We sat back for a moment and decided, I think actually the idea of entrepreneurship and innovation has been a bit hijacked. Maybe by the media, of course, not you, Jim, but, you know, maybe some others in the media.
When you say hijacked, explain that motivation, the motivation for that term.
Well, even before my motivation is that we looked at it, and the Austin Tech Group came out with a report that said only 4.9% of all the businesses in the United States are technology-based businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, it's even smaller than that, the number that are venture capital.
Yeah.
But every time we talk about innovation and entrepreneurship, or we see it in the media, it's basically tech venture-funded
yes.
businesses. So I think we get a slanted idea.
You're exactly right. And let me tell you something else. Startup is another term that's hijacked.
And that could be, yeah.
It is because when you think of startup in the media, they're always thinking about the guy with the next app, right?
Yep.
Well, it could be a guy out there who's making a better sandwich who's going to be the next McDonald's.
Yep.
See what I mean? He's just in his garage with no, you know, on an apartment oven or something, and he's not a techie. He's not a tech startup. He's not in Silicon Valley. He may be in Sheboygan, for God's sake. And so that's one of the things what you just said is one of the things I've been railing against here on the show, is reminding people that you don't have to be in Silicon Valley. I mean, Silicon Valley is a minute percentage of the overall startup entrepreneurship activity. That's another term. Entrepreneurship has been hijacked.
Yep, I think you're
people.
Right.
Especially by some academics.
I don't take offense at that.
Yeah. You know them. You've met them. You know who they are. Because in their mind, an entrepreneur is only someone who can become a gazelle.
You're absolutely right.
They've actually told me that before.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because, again, when we look at who actually is creating the jobs that last, it's, you know, I like Bruce Kirchhoff's old term, the economic core.
Yeah.
You know, the economic core. But here's what we found out in our collected the data, that we'll take our economic core kinds of businesses, which are the businesses you and I use every day for pretty much everything we need, and over a third of them are doing research and development for a new product or service. Now, they don't necessarily call it R&D,
right.
But they are exploring, how would I do that? Almost half are in the process of launching a new product or service, and about two-thirds are working to improve the quality of what they already offer.
But they're not getting hung up in this terminology, are they?
No. In fact, they absolutely say, you know, I don't really think about it as innovation.
Right.
how I compete. It's how I serve my customers
it's,
better.
It's how I feed my family.
Exactly.
I gotta have a new thing to take to market. And see, this is all. What else is bound up in all this? And this is one of the things that I've been programming my little head off here for 19 years about, and that is intellectual property, because. Uh-huh. With innovation comes the birth of intellectual property. While they're also not thinking that they're being innovative, they're also not realizing that they're creating IP they need to defend and protect.
And they don't know how to do that. We actually asked that question, too, and more than half, they did not know how to go about getting a copyright.
If they listen to my show, they do, because we talk about it all the time.
Well, we'll just have to push that harder.
There you go. No, I do a lot of programming on this. I've been talking about IP since day one.
Well, it's important. The fact of the matter, too, is that while some kinds of IP are fairly simple to get, others can be pretty expensive to get. So I think thinking about how we actually go about protecting intellectual property is an important one, too.
Well, I just am trying to get them to understand that it not only exists in their small business, they're creating it. And, mm-hmm. and it's very likely that it'll literally be a trade secret. It won't cost them anything except some activity, some protection measures.
Yep, very, very fair.
Yeah.
Well, the other part, too, that we really looked at was what can you innovate around? So, for instance, we're talking innovation and we're talking protecting intellectual property. Most people think about the product or service. But actually, you know, with my academic hat on, there's five different ways to be innovative,
right.
And they're doing it all. So it can be everything from their products, their methods, their markets, their supply sources, their markets, you know, all those types of things.
Their systems.
Yes.
Their processes.
Yes.
One of the silly examples I use is, look, all of a sudden you realize your trucks are going around the county in the wrong direction. They're going with the traffic instead of against the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you went counterclockwise instead of clockwise for your delivery, you can save money and speed things up. That's an innovation. They don't even realize it.
It is, and it almost goes back. The other term that I am no longer fond of is the industry standard.
Yeah.
You know, to me now, an industry standard is the average of large companies. You know, if that's what you want to do, is meet the average of a large company, go for it. But it's not.
In small business, we don't use that. Another word we don't use is normal. We don't use that word around here.
Yeah, normal. We don't want to be normal.
There is nothing normal around here.
No.
Can I have your website, Patty?
Well, let's start with Babson, www.babson.edu.
All right. And then?
And let's go to I think the Goldman Sachs Foundation one is a good one then, so you can find out about 10,000 small businesses.
So check it out. We're going to come right back with our good friend, Dr. Patty Green. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.